WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guy. Welcome back to Fortitude First. Ever feel like life throws a curveball right when you're starting to get comfortable? Like, 1 minute you're crushing it, the next, bam. You're facing down a challenge that feels bigger than you are. Well, let me tell you, that feeling is universal. We all go through tough times, but how we handle them is what separates the Stoics from the rest of the pack. Today, we're diving into cultivating hope and optimism in the face of adversity. Because let's be real, sometimes life can feel like a dumpster fire, and it's super easy to get caught up in negativity. But hold on, before you start channeling your inner doom and gloom gremlin, remember this. You have the power to choose your perspective. And that's what today's all about, choosing hope over despair, even when things are tough. Think of it like this. Hope isn't some fluffy unicorn dream, it's a muscle you gotta train. It takes conscious effort to cultivate, but trust me, the payoff is worth it. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that inner fortress of optimism. First up, practice gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking, easy for you to say, Brandon. You probably have a personal barista and a llama named Larry. Listen, even when things suck, there's always something to be grateful for. Maybe it's a roof over your head, a good cup of coffee, or that hilarious meme your friend sent you. Remember those little victories, the tiny joys that make life worth living. Second, focus on what you can control. You know that feeling when you're stressed about something totally out of your hands? It's like trying to wrestle a grease pig, futile and frustrating. Instead of wasting energy on things you can't change, channel that power into what you can. That could be tackling that project at work, learning a new skill, or simply being kinder to yourself. Third, reframe negative thoughts. Ever catch yourself spiraling down the rabbit hole of doom and gloom? Stop that train right there. Challenge those negative thoughts by asking yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? And is there another way to look at this situation? Sometimes, a little mental gymnastics can work wonders. Fourth, surround yourself with positive people. You know those folks who bring sunshine wherever they go? They're like emotional gold mines, soak them up. Being around people who uplift you and inspire you is crucial for maintaining hope and optimism. It's contagious, I promise. And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Ever heard the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, it's more than just a cheesy saying. When you face adversity head-on and come out on the other side, you gain resilience, wisdom, and a whole new appreciation for life's journey. Think of those bumps in the road as stepping stones. They might be rough, but they ultimately lead you to where you need to be. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who poured her heart and soul into creating a masterpiece for a prestigious art competition. Weeks of dedication, late nights, and countless revisions went into that piece. But then, disaster strikes, the canvas gets ripped in a freak accident just days before the deadline. You know how Sarah feels, right? Devastated, heartbroken, ready to throw in the towel. But here is where the magic happens. Sarah takes a deep breath, acknowledges her feelings, and decides to reframe the situation. Instead of dwelling on the loss, she sees it as an opportunity to get creative. She uses salvaged pieces of the canvas to create a completely new artwork, one that is even more powerful and evocative than the original. Sarah's story is a reminder that even when things go sideways, we can choose to rise above the chaos and find beauty in unexpected places. Remember, hope isn't passive, it's an active choice. It's about believing in yourself, trusting the process, and focusing on the good, even when things are tough. So, take a moment today, look around you, and recognize all the incredible things that are still going right in your life. Cultivate that sense of gratitude, embrace the challenges as opportunities for growth, and never, ever give up on hope. Until next time, keep forging ahead with fortitude. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of optimism. Let's spread the love, one Stoic principle at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.